Dialogue 2.
Good morning, Mr. Smith. According to our travel schedule, today we are going to visit Palace Museum. Are you ready now?
Good morning, Mrs. Min. I'm anxious to have a sightseeing there. It looks like rain, so I want to put my raincoat on. Just a moment, I'll be back.
Don't hurry. It's still early. I'll be waiting for you.
Everything is okay. Let's set off right away.
The tour car is waiting at the opposite car park. Let's walk across the road. Take care, please. Now, we are standing on the grounds of the Imperial Palace.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
This is the world-famous Forbidden City where once emperors, empresses, and their families lived.
Oh, it looks very lovely.
Let's go ahead.
What exquisite carvings, Mrs. Min. What's that white terrace?
That's the marble terrace on which the three main halls of the front part of the palace were built.
I'm eager to see what they look like.
Okay, let's go up the stairs.
From up here, I can get a better idea of the size of the place.
Mr. Smith, this is the Taihei Dian. It was formerly used on occasions such as a new emperor's accession, the emperor's birthday, and the announcement of important edicts.
The throne is mounted on a stage-like platform.
Yes, the bronze animals around the platform are hollow. They are incense burners.
I can well imagine the solemn and ethereal atmosphere of the scene when the magnificent hall was rendered misty and fragrant by the smoke of sandalwood rising from the incense burners, with the emperor in full attire on the throne, and officials standing on both sides in reverence and deference.
Yes, it was devised to give a mystic touch to the emperor to inspire awe and wonder.
Right. This hall is entirely different from any of the royal courts I have seen in the West. My hands are itching to take some snapshots of it as a remembrance of the visit. Do you think it is all right for me to do so?
Of course. Go ahead.
Shall we proceed to the next hall?
Okay, let's go there. This is the Zhonghe Dian.
Oh, how splendid! What was it built for?
It was here that the feudal emperors handled their daily affairs.
Yes, a peaceful and tranquil atmosphere permeates the place.
And the last of the three is Baohe Dian. It was built in the Ming Dynasty. Formerly, banquets and royal examinations were held there.
Today, I appreciate very much your exquisite historical culture. Thank you for accompanying me.
It's my pleasure. Mr. Smith, you must be quite fatigued with the tour. Would you feel like having a rest?
I certainly do not mind.